Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
All right, like I said, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into the NL Central. We'll take a week off next week as Joe's going to be out pate in. What are we doing after that? Where do you want to go? We do the AL Central, or you want to stick in the National League?
What's happening? What?
You're out next week, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and we were going to save preview until you get back the next week.
You were going to do that for me?
I love you, dude.
Dude, I was thinking I was going to have to do a call-in from the Fallout Boy concert.
Unless you want me to do the NL East without you.
Just calling, and then you get Dance in the background.
Yeah.
One night... Yeah, one more Joe's time.
Like, I really like the Phillies.
Thanks
I think
for
they
their
got
memories.
A really good chance.
Even though they weren't
a
so great.
Spencer Strider's overrated.
Where are you going? Going to the Fall Out Boy concert.
He's taking his boy.
Wait. My 10-year-old son is a fan. All right. My 10
Is my Chemical Romance there too?
No, Jimmy Eat World is though.
Yes, he is.
Jimmy is eating that world.
And
next
Will
Wednesday
Ortner can't,
at the Moda Center.
Will Ortner can't tell if he wants to make fun of you or ask if you got an extra ticket.
Trust me.
Both.
I would not be going to this show.
All-time low going to be there?
No, they will not.
What is this? Pick a name that's three names. Three-name bands from
the
90s.
Three-name bands from the early 2000s have a little bit of an emo feel.
Three Doors Down.
I will crush that stereotype right
Creed?
Now. Good Charlotte.
Oh, two words.
That's two.
Oh.
That's only two.
Yeah, see, but here's the thing. Creed's doing their reunion
Panic
tour.
Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's only one if you bundle it.
That's true.
Panic at the Disco.
Bundle it.
Creed's doing their reunion tour. That
no.
One,
only because the Rangers won the World Series.
Well, and because...
noted Rangers fans? Creed?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, they were playing it all through the world. You don't remember this?
I remember
them.
Creed
it was
had
like
a
in the
big
clubhouse.
Resurgence.
Can you check... Me hot. Dang, I should have sang that song. I'd have beat Schultze on that one.
You would have.
A lot of people my age discovered Creed within the last 6 months. It's been big on Instagram, and now everyone's
listening.
That's wild.
If I met, if I met someone your age, Will, that was like...
I'm 6 feet from the edge.
If I met somebody your age, Will, and they were like, dude, I just found the worst band ever. It's called Nickelback. I'd be like, bro, I lived it. Go away.
I love Nickelback.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far
this
down.
This is how you remind me what I really am.
Listen,
Rockstar's a great music
bad.
Video.
That was actually not bad.
That was good.
The Fall Out Boy tickets were a Christmas gift for my son.
Dude, it's your boy, dude.
Originally, it was supposed to be just him and his mother. And then I started having some nostalgia of 04, 05, 06. About,
and you Terry Tated her out of the picture?
No.
You're going now?
No, I...
Is it a two-night stand? Is it a two-night stand and she's got the Friday night, you got the Saturday night?
Bro.
No Doubt's going to be there?
Dude, actually, No Doubt is going to tour and I would go see that.
I wouldn't mind seeing Gwen
Stefani.
I would,
without a doubt, go see
that. Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That's not No Doubt.
No.
That's just her.
That's her solo.
No, dude.
But it's Gwen Stefani.
Don't
and
care,
Gwen
dude.
Stefani.
Spiderwebs. Just Spiderwebs for 2 hours. Just play that song.
See, I'm not going to lie. Gwen Stefani and No Doubt, it's all the same to me.
No.
It's very similar to like Black Sabbath and Ozzy. It's all the same.
Oh, dude, don't say that in public, dude. I know a bunch of people my age that would whoop your ass.
I'm okay with that.
I'm about to go war pig on your ass. But yeah, it should be a good time. But thank you. If we're going to delay things for a week, I will gladly take that.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Rob Manfred has announced that he will end his tenure as commissioner after his next contract is up in 2029. I find this really fascinating. We're already up against the clock, and it's fine because I don't like to give him the time of day. But I find this interesting. Rob Manfred will be the shortest tenured commissioner in like 40 years. Because Bud Selig was around for a long time.
When did Selig take over?
Most everybody and then... before him, I'll look it up right now.
God, when did Rob Manfred take the job? Was that 2009?
Something like that.
2008?
So I'm curious as to what it is why he doesn't want to do this anymore. I wonder if, you know, if people just don't like him.
It's a bittersweet night for us. We're glad to be done.
You know, I don't know what to say.
Let's see. In office as chief operating officer of Major League Baseball. Wait, no, that's different.
Isn't it like 2012?
Assumed office 2015? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I was in high school.
That's how bad he's been, is that it's felt that long. Like, it's not even been 10 years, and you're like, God, he's been here for what, 2008, 2009?
Ford Frick was 14 years. William Eckert only had 3 years.
Big Ford Frick fan over here.
But let's see here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bart Giamatti would have been longer, but he died. Faye Vincent is only a few years. But Bud Selig, 92 to 2015. Why would you give it up? It's like Roger Goodell will never give that job up.
The NFL guys don't.
Will never
you
give that job.
You stay in office for 20 or 30 years. I don't understand that.
Well, when you're making $40 million tax exempt, I would too.
Yeah, but you just have to get beat up by everybody because you know the owners just go in and rip Manfred anytime they get bad press.
Well, they should.
The fans rip him. Like, just do the job for 10 years and get out.
Damn, he went to Cornell and Harvard.
Nerd.
Flex.
Flexing big nuts.
Flexing big.
Nerd.
Cool, dude. I went to Clark College, Wazoo, and the University of Idaho.
What up? Go Cats.
Listen.
Sandals up, baby.
I taught my fourth graders today. Go Cats. I taught them gang signs. Central Washington. Go Cats. The Siwoo.
Go Cats on God.
Then you're showing them this little dance. We called it the Crypt Walk or the Cat Walk.
No. No, we're just doing hand signals right now. And my fourth grade class.
We're picking back, cool.
This will be big, I think. Major League Baseball, you know, a lot of the bad owners have been pushed out. There's still some lying around. I think it's going to be fascinating. What's the route they go? Do they find somebody that works well with the players union, because that's always been a natural disaster, or do they find somebody that is strictly money driven? You know, can a new commissioner invoke real change? You know, what's Rob Manfred's legacy going to be? I mean, he's got 5 more years, but what's his legacy of being a doof? Because like, see, like we can bash and we can sit here all we want, but like the guy created expanded playoffs.
Thank God. I'll give him that.
You know, the the guy
My
did,
Orioles have a chance now, finally.
The guy did some stuff. Yeah, there's a tie in the All-Star game, and yeah, he turned a blind eye to steroids, but at least the guy's got a legacy. What's the legacy of Rob Manfred?
Bigger bases.
Is that
juiced balls, non-juiced balls, bad jerseys,
yeah. Bigger bags.
I think his legacy will be that he tried to change baseball too much.
Yeah.
Is that it was ever, I mean, like, we'll see what happens in 2029, 2030, 31 with the new commissioner, but it just seems like every offseason it's let's change this, let's maneuver this, let's make this different, let's change that. And it's just like,
it's like, I can't keep up with the NFL rulebook change, dude. Don't do that to me in baseball.
Well, it's just, I understand having to evolve the game in some instances.
Sure. You got to modernize.
But the game is what it is and has been for over 130, 40, 50 years, however long and since the game's been created. Like, it's been good throughout a century and a half. And, yeah, there have been league changes, like divisions or...
Black people were owned by white people when this game was created.
Very good point. Yes. Like,
that's how long these rules have been in place.
And white people still aren't happy about that. But, again, I just feel like his legacy is going to be, like, the meddling commissioner.
Right.
Is that he always thought that there was a way to make the game better than just letting things breathe for a little bit. Like, we added the pitch clock. And now we're already like, well, let's make it a little bit shorter.
Right, right.
Like, it's...
different if a guy's on. Different if a guy's not on. If he's on second, let's put a ghost runner on. You're like, well, what's next, dude? Is Rob Manfred's last move before he gets out of here robo-umps? Is that it? Is he the robo-ump guy?
Well, have you seen those AI videos going around on Twitter? I mean...
dude, this is why I'm not on Twitter, man. I'm trying to keep AI videos out of my life.
Pretty impressive.
I'm sure they are.
And listen, we got five more years. Well, 24. Does he say
it's
that?
It's done in 2029.
Like, at the end of 29,
I'll
that
bet
is,
you
is
it's at
season.
The end of the MLB calendar, which is the last day of the World Series.
Of 29.
Of 29 so is we got when he'll be done.
24. I'm going to go Mike Francesco here. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. 29. That means six more seasons of Rob Manfred.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of tinkering left to do.
It's only 5 years, but it is six seasons.
We're going to be watching basketball by the time this is all over.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Stop. I'm going to get out of here. All right. Coming up, we got a loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. We preview the NL Central as we make our way to opening day. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. The Hot Corner. 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.